This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. I recently read a book on true stories of modern-day demonic possession. One very interesting case involved a family that had strange things occur in their home. The family later realized that these interferences were of demonic origin. It began when the child of the family, just 3 years old, claimed to see a figure in his room. Apparently, the young child had been baptized as a Catholic and taught prayers to Jesus and Mary. It's therefore plausible that in his innocent state, the child might have been given a glimpse of supernatural realities that most do not perceive. It started when the father would put the child to bed by, quote, checking for the boogeyman. Obviously, that's not something one should do. The boogeyman signifies evil, a demonic presence. One should not joke about evil or invite it into one's home. The father would playfully tell the child that the boogeyman is not around. The father thought it was just fun and games until his three-year-old replied in a way he did not expect. Quote, nope, no boogeyman, he, the father assured Rory, getting to his feet again. But the boogeyman's not down there, Daddy. The boy was looking fixedly toward the other side of the room. He's standing at the window, the boy said. Right, I'll open the window and throw him out, the father replied. He, the father, made a great show of striding purposefully across the room. It's all right, Daddy. He just went into the wall. Shane, the father, smiled, remembering his own childhood. Children have rich imaginations, he mused. He gave it no further thought. He continued to check under the bed each night for the boogeyman. And Rory, his son, continued to insist that the bad man was actually by the window. Then the child announced one night that he could dispense with his father's sentinel services. There's no need, Daddy. Michael comes in and sends him away. Shane smiled. Who's Michael, then? He sits on the roof and he's got wings. And when you go out, he comes in and he sends the bad man away. Again, images of elves and fairies came to mind. Shane filed Michael away as yet another denizen of a little boy's fantasy world. At the same time, minor incidents were occurring in the Dwyer home. End quote. The Dark Sacrament, True Stories of Modern-Day Demon Possession and Exorcism, by David M. Kiley and Christina McKenna, pages 166 to 167. The disturbances in the family's home increased significantly, so they called in their priest. When he was there, the child spoke to him. Quote, the priest put aside his cup and saucer and patted Rory's head. What a big boy you are getting to be, he said. Michael put the bad man into the fire, the child replied. The child wore a very serious expression. The priest was nonplussed. Did Michael put him into that fire? The priest asked, pointing to the hearth, where a log fire crackled. Rory shook his head. No, the big fire down there. He bent down and splayed his little fingers on the rug. And how did he do that, Rory? Father Doherty was looking perplexed. With a big sword, the child said solemnly. And with that, he left the room. We were all very disturbed, Shane says, because he was only three. He'd never seen any pictures of St. Michael the Archangel. We had none in the house. He'd been taught the names of Jesus and Mary, and he knew about God because we prayed with the children every night. But that was it. Also, the fact that he went right up to the priest like that while he was speaking very seriously to us. This is a kid who'd hide behind his mother whenever a stranger came to the door. That in itself was very unsettling. End quote. The Dark Sacrament, page 179. St. Michael the Archangel is mentioned numerous times in Scripture. In the Epistle of Jude, verse 9, Michael is described as an archangel, the one who disputed with and rebuked the devil. In Revelation 12:7, we read that Michael and the angels fought with the dragon and cast him out of heaven. St. Michael is the prince of the heavenly army, the one who threw Satan and his demons into hell. The child's claim to see Michael send the bad man away and put him into the fire is consistent with Scripture and Christian tradition. While we should always be extremely cautious in deriving conclusions from reported demonic encounters, this particular example rings true and does not contradict God's revelation. It's a striking example of why men should have recourse to this powerful archangel Michael for assistance against the infernal enemy of mankind. It's also very interesting that the child mentions seeing Michael with a sword. This corresponds to the famous apparition of St. Michael on Mount Gargano in Italy. St. Michael was seen on that mountain with a flaming sword. It was near the end of the 5th century, during the reign of Pope Gelasius I, that St. Michael first appeared atop Gargano. St. Michael informed the bishop of the area that the place was under his protection. In 663, St. Michael again appeared atop Mount Gargano, and he was seen with a flaming sword. The day after St. Michael's appearance in 663, the inhabitants of the area won an important military victory, and they credited the triumph to St. Michael's intercession. A sanctuary was built on the spot of St. Michael's apparition on Mount Gargano, and this miraculous appearance is still commemorated on May 8th in the traditional liturgy. In addition to the following prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, people should teach their children the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Rosary, and the powerful prayer, Jesus and Mary, I love you, save souls. These prayers are important for people of all ages. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander now throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.